The worldwide effort against polio has taken health officials to the scene of a major outbreak. Their work suggests just how hard it can be to immunize millions of children from a deadly disease. World health officials are giving out the polio vaccine in 24 countries, but last year people in northern Nigeria boycotted it. Hundreds of polio cases were soon reported there, and the disease quickly spread as far away as Ethiopia and Saudi Arabia. Now, the Nigerians have changed their minds about the vaccine, and the World Health Organization is trying to recover lost ground. NPR's Brenda Wilson has been following a team of WHO medical officers in Kano, Nigeria.
At the official kickoff of Kano's polio immunization campaign, the arrival of His Royal Highness El Haji Ado Bayero, the Emir of Kano, and his disciples was heralded by the shouts of a praise singer. The Emir is the greatest. He's the best Emir Kano has ever had. And the blast of horns. The Emir's blessings are believed to be essential in Nigeria's Islamic North. Last year's campaign came to a halt after rumors that the vaccines were part of an American plot to suppress Muslim populations and could spread HIV. The governor of Kano State, Ibrahim Shekaru, suspended immunizations until an investigative committee led by Muslim leaders ended the controversy.
With the controversy now over, our challenge now is to fashion out a strategy to ensure that our region and country as a whole are not left behind in the global race to eradicate polio.
Scores of donors and international organizations are supporting the World Health Organization and UNICEF in this global initiative, including the U.S. government and Rotary International. WHO's Dr. Elias Dori has been working alongside Nigerian health officials, says they hope to reach every child under five in every affected country five times this year.
The cadres that are really involved in these big campaigns is close to 100,000 people, where we have like 23,000 vaccinators, 24,000 supervisors. It's really a huge army. Really, you require, because we are supposed to cover each corner of the country and we're supposed to reach each child in the country. The army that you need for this kind of activity is quite a lot, quite a lot.
Day one of National Immunization Day, and Drs. Pascal Makanda and Magdi Hadari from WHO are facing chaos at a district office.
So we have to see how the whole process starts this morning and see what time they start off.
It's 8:30 in the morning at the Kano Municipal Council offices, and hundreds of vaccinators are milling about.
Don't ask me anything. I'm still in a state of shock.
Turns out they are not vaccinators, but the sons and daughters of politicians and their friends who want to be included in the vast army. It pays well, what amounts to $3 a day, a considerable amount in this part of the world, but they don't make the cut. Even though the vaccine is administered orally, the young people who were chosen, some no more than teenagers, passed a test and were trained to administer the vaccines to children. For the time being, Hadari is helping Makanda monitor the campaign in several districts in the ancient city of Kano, a labyrinth of clay squat buildings set side by side and back to back in the heart of the city.
It has the highest number of children under five, 211,176.
And the highest incidence of polio, 4 cases of polio already this year, and 17 altogether the same time last year. It's the dry season now, so the open sewers that run past the doorways of the living quarters are low. The danger grows with the rainy season, when they overflow. Hadari and Makanda are not allowed in the inner rooms where the women stay, so a vaccinator confronts the male head of a household alone.
I don't like it.
What happened?
He said that he has a child, but he don't want it.
On this street, are you immunizing children?
Yes, we immunize the majority.
The first day was full of complications. Vaccinators who didn't do their job, late starts. Kano met just 45% of its target. But Makanda says the problems are being ironed out. The next day, more children were immunized. But the success of this campaign will be determined by how many children are spared a crippling disease. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Kano, Nigeria.